I think we're like any football club. If any bid comes in for any player, and it's something I've said for 2 years now, in the sense of you look at all the clubs in England, and you'd have to say that probably everybody's a selling club. You know, Manchester United sold Ronaldo back, Liverpool sold Suarez, so we're no different in that sense. But you know, it's a sad loss to lose Tom. He was a fantastic player, a great player for us, and you know, he was a cracking lad and from a real good family, and we're disappointed that he's left us, but the offer on the table went to the owners, and you know, they accepted that, and we have to move on now. What it shows you is the environment that we've got here and the work that we do here, it's producing players, and in this day and age, that we have to take the positives out of that, because we're bringing a player in like Tom, and the transfer fee that we paid for and the transfer fee that we sold are nowhere near the same. The markup is, you know, unbelievable for the club. And so from that point of view, that's good business. We don't want players that just take money out of the club and have no sellable asset onto us.
Were you consulted fully on it, Gary, in that did you think it was a good idea in terms of the offer?
Selling any of your players is never a good idea, especially if they're good ones. But, you know, like I say, we're aware of the situation that we're in, especially now with the embargo. But the owners have showed before that it has to be a good bid. And if it's not a bid that accepts their valuation, meets their valuation, then it just doesn't happen. Unfortunately, now Tom's gone, and we've got to move on and find the next one and work very hard with them to, you know, bring them in and make them better. And reality is, I suppose, eventually one of them would go, and then that's it. We have to face reality.
Creates another space in your squad, doesn't it? That
yeah,
you can bring someone in.
Yeah,
but
quite excited. You know, we haven't had this for a while. We can actually get involved in the window. I'm sick and tired of watching everybody spend millions. But no, we'll look to bring some faces in for sure. We'll have a couple in on trial. That's natural to bring people in trial, so you can have a look at them and they can have a look at you. But we've got targets, but like you say, it's difficult with still that embargo and the restriction that we've got. But the players that we have here is still a very competitive squad, and we'll be ready for Wolves, that's for sure.
Just on Rudi Gested, do you need it sorting? Do you need clubs who are reportedly interested to come to the table now and say, come on, let's see what the offer is, because it can't be doing any of you particularly any good? You might be on the lookout for a player to replace him, but you might end up starting the season with him.
Yeah, from a personal point of view, I'd love it if we're starting the season with him. You know, like I said, you never want to lose any of your players. The owners are clear that their valuation will have to be met for any player, and that includes Rudi. He's come back. He looks not in bad shape at all, to be fair to him, and he's just getting on with it, as I would expect of him as a person, you know.
Do you expect to lose him, Gary? When you think about it, do you expect someone to match this asking price that it is?
Well, in all honesty, I hope it doesn't. That's me. But like I say, if somebody meets the asking price, then that's clearly taken out my hands.
Perhaps a question for the finance director more than you, Gary. If you lost a player now for relatively big money, do you think the embargo would come to an end?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a question for the finance director. I think it's always changing, you know, and the club are working very hard to try and sort of like come up with solutions on that.